Come join Melissa and her guests on the Chats from the Block Cabin podcast. From North Carolina, this podcast will have you feeling like you've known these folks for years. Listen in as they chat about life, culture, current events, and more, all with a special Southern flair. Curl up with your favorite beverage and get ready to be entertained. Tune in now for a unique experience that's fun and insightful.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Chats on the Block Cabin. Today's another solo episode before I start rolling into podcast episodes that I've recorded. I wanted to share with you a little bit about what's going on in my little piece of the world. Just recently, I came back from a trip to Nashville, Tennessee. My youngest daughter and I drove all the way to Nashville. Big props to Gracie. She drove three-fourths of the way. My daughter Maddie was there. You know, if you follow me, you know that one of my daughters lives on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast in North Carolina. And she was there for a conference. So I'm like, she's within a day's drive from me. Heck yes, I'm going to go see my daughter. So we went and we hung out and we had a good time in Nashville. Lots of amazing things happened. A lot of amazing places we saw. It's a big city with a very small town feel. I actually am like wanderlusting right now because we haven't quite been back a week, but still it was an adventure. It was a total adventure. The mountains of Tennessee, North Carolina are some of the most beautiful, most majestic places ever. We saw some really scary stuff along as well as on the drive. We saw a really bad accident. It must have just happened right before we got there. Upon it, but it was 18-wheeler on its side with a completely, if you don't know what 18-wheeler is, a semi, it's a Mack truck, whatever you call it in your part of the country, but it was completely on its side. The whole front was demolished. It was just so sad, and it was just a chill went through me because I was like, but for the grace of God, that could have been us, you know. God was there protecting us. Every time I get in the car and we go on long trips or we go anywhere where I feel very anxious, I always pray to God, hedge of protection. God, place your hedge of protection around us. And that kind of helps me relieve my anxiety some because you never know what's going to happen. And then on the way back, once again, it happened in Tennessee. And I think it's because the incline and the mountains of Tennessee are so hard on these trucks, and some of the drivers don't know quite how to shift the trucks. We saw a truck in the under the overpass caught with the cab on fire. I mean, literally, it was just flames were just flying out of the truck. It was just horrifying. But other than that, our drive there and back were uneventful. We stopped several times for food and water and bathroom breaks, potty breaks. We actually did a side trip on the way back, and which I'll talk about in a minute. We did some really cool things that was on my bucket list. I always wanted to visit Nashville, and once the opportunity came, and coupled with the fact that I was going to see my oldest daughter, heck yes, I was going to go. You know me, I'm really big about seeing my girls. And so because Gracie was along for the ride, we got to see things a little bit differently because Gracie is not quite 21. So if you are planning on going to Nashville anytime soon, be forewarned, be aware that Nashville has a curfew for juveniles. They can't be out past 10 p.m. And basically, even though Gracie was 20, she couldn't get into any places, any restaurants after 10 p.m. on Music Row. Which is Broadway and surrounding counties. I mean, surrounding roads around it. But we walked to Nashville. We walked so many times. I think we were there a total of 4 days. And within those 4 days, we hit Sunday. We got there late Sunday, but I still had like 8,000 steps on Sunday. And Wednesday, majority of Wednesday was spent in the car after we left, but we went to the mall first, which was a little bit further from downtown Nashville. I still had about 10,000 steps already, but Monday and Tuesday, our steps were close to 20,000, if not more. I mean, we walked a lot. We saw some amazing sights, the pedestrian bridge. I really would have loved to walk over the river and onto the other side, but Gracie was not up for that, so I didn't want to push her too much. She was already being a good sport and coming along for the ride. But the pedestrian bridge is beautiful. The music row, oh, every place you go, you hear music. And the talent of these people in Nashville that are, the music is amazing. If you're looking for something that's kind of like a concert vibe and very, like, very, very, like, boom, 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 you know, you really want to get into the jam and you're just there to drink and have a good time, then I would say Old Red, which is Blake Shelton's bar, is a really cool place to go. We never got to go to Dirk Bentley Whiskey Row, but that was one of the ones that I really would love to have gone to, but we only had so many days. If you're looking for to enjoy music, but a more relaxed vibe, then I would say go a little bit off Broadway to the Florida Georgia Line. It's right across the street from Johnny Cash Museum. It's called Florida Georgia Line House. And the music was great. The music was amazing. It was our last night. And the food was awesome. And it was just had a really like low key vibe. And you still could, you know, party, but still have a good time. If you're looking for diner food, 100% Sun Diner next to the Johnny Cash Museum, I would highly recommend. Daphne was our waitress. She was amazing. Pure, total Southern hospitality at its best. We walked in. It wasn't like, oh, wait to be seated. She's like, how many you got? Okay, hon, go down to the last counter and sit. And so, you know, and then immediately she came to us and our food was there. The food was amazing. The first time I've ever had chicken and waffles, Nashville style, which they have gravy and stuff on it. Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. It was so good. The only food that we had that was not the greatest, which you would think it would be because it's a name that people recognize as far as a restaurant, is Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. The food wasn't that great. Let me take that back. Some of the food was awesome. Some of the food wasn't that great. I got a appetizer platter, which had chicken strips, egg rolls, a Southwestern egg roll, which was really good, and spinach and artichoke dip. And the spinach and artichoke dip was the nastiest dip I've ever tasted in my life. The chicken tenders were like almost like beer battered with like you would fry a fish in. So it was really, really good. The waitress, not so much. I would not go back to that waitress. I would say between her and the other waitress that on our side trip back, they were probably the worst waitresses, people that we had waited on us the whole time we were there. Now, we also went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. If you're pressed for time, it's kind of fun to look around and see, but I would say I highly recommend if you're pressed for time and you only have to pick one museum to go to, go to the Johnny Cash Museum, because there was more of a intimate feel about it. When you walk into the Country Music Hall of Fame, not to say that people weren't nice and it was cool to see a lot of different things, but I just felt like it was crowded and there just wasn't a lot of things to do, whereas the Johnny Cash Museum, you could actually sit down and you could listen. And I mean, for the small space that it was at, there was several places where you could sit at and listen. Whereas the Country Music Hall of Fame, I think the very first floor, which is the third floor, they only had one place to sit and was always crowded. So yeah, but it was really cool to see Elvis's Cadillac. If you're really Elvis Presley fan, Elvis's Cadillac was awesome to see. And then I would definitely take walking shoes for your Nashville, because we walked. I was really concerned about if I was going to even be able to do the trip, because I had walked. I had tripped and severely sprained my ankle and my foot 2 weeks before I was supposed to go to Nashville. And I'm like, crap, I'm on crutches. What am I going to do? But luckily it healed. I ended up having an ACE bandage around it a lot of the times. The first night I wore my regular flats, which killed me. The second night I knew better and my tennis shoes were on, and I pretty much had tennis shoes the whole time while I was in Nashville. And I came home and have since bought another pair of tennis shoes. Nike Flex, if you guys are out there, those are like the best for my feet. Then we stopped, the last day we stopped at the Nashville Opryville Mall. I'd originally wanted to get to the Wax Museum, but my oldest daughter really wanted to spend some time with us. And so we just did shopping instead of going to the Wax Museum. I figured I can always catch that in Myrtle Beach. Which brings me to, in just a few minutes, what I'll be going to next and then next after that. So I already have travel plans this week. But let me go to our side trip. So we get back and we're on Nashville and we're going out of Nashville. And Gracie had seen on TikTok 3 years ago, a TikTok from 3 years ago, this place called Sunliner Diner, and it's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And Pigeon Forge is about maybe 3 hours away from Nashville, kind of where the crow flies, I guess I should say. So it was kind of like a little roundabout out of our way stop to go, but I figured if she's driving and she's being such a good sport about this, we're going to go and we're going to see it. The diner experience was cool. The food was okay. The waitress was, I would not recommend getting her at all. She was not at all very hospitable. She didn't check on us or anything. But the experience, you pay for the experience. I would go back just for the experience. Because the experience was cool. It's an old 50s diner. It's like a soda jerk. You could sit in a 50s style cars that people did. They're all dressed in poodle skirts and stuff like that. And they, when Rockin' Robin came on, they were dancing to it. And they had a little dance they did. And it was really cute. And then on the way back through, because it took us through like really weird roads to get back to 40, which is what we took all the way up. We went by out in the middle of nowhere, Bush's Baked Beans headquarters. I mean, literally no out in the middle of nowhere in a mountain town. There's this huge can of Bush's Baked Beans. And I did not get a picture of it because we didn't expect it to be out there. But that was really cool to see some side trips and to see some of the country that God has made is amazing. Now, the whole point of this episode, I know you're probably thinking, oh, she's just telling us what she did. But no, the whole point was this episode was a few years ago, I would have not been able to get out of my comfort zone and go and do these trips. Oh yeah, if my husband's not going, we're not going. But I'm like, it's a 9-hour trip. Gracie's old enough where she can drive. I'm going to go. And so we went. And so now, actually this week, I'm recording this on Tuesday, Thursday. I am actually getting on a train for the second time in my life. Third time in my life, but it's the second time I've been on an Amtrak train. I was back in college. I was on an Amtrak when I would fly to D.C. to go stay with my cousin, and then we would drive to Massachusetts to where her mom and dad lived, and I kind of hang out. And then we took a train down from Boston to New York to see a Broadway show. So this will be my second time on an Amtrak, but I'm taking an Amtrak on Thursday and going to spend some time with my middle daughter who lives in Greensboro. Tickets were cheap. It was like $35 to go. You can't even go to Greensboro on $35 for a tank of gas. And knowing that my husband wouldn't be able to get off during the week, but she has some time off from work. So I'm like, I'm going to go visit her. And so that's where I'm going to be this week. I will come back and tell you all about my adventures then. But I also want to do a podcast with Maddie and Gracie about the adventure of Tennessee whenever Maddie has some time to talk about some of the small town intricacies of Tennessee and what we really loved about it. And then in June, I will be going to Charleston, driving once again, because Charleston, South Carolina was where another conference is being held in. My daughter's going to be down there. We're going to get an Airbnb. And I have a friend, hopefully, praying, coming up from Georgia, who I haven't seen in a couple of years. We used to teach together to come visit. And she's going to come and stay with us. And we're just going to be in Charleston for a couple of days. So that's what's been going on in my world. Life has certainly been eye-opening these last couple of weeks. just this last month of March, really, honestly, it's been really eye-opening from her falling and hurting myself to where I was like literally in tears and pain. I could not, for the first 4 full days, I could not put any weight on my foot at all, to being called in the middle of the night that my mom wanted me to take her to the emergency room, to leaving to go packing and going to Tennessee, and now packing to go to Greensboro in a couple of days. I'm just so excited. Life is what you make of it. And I've interviewed a lot of people lately about mindset, and it's true. It's how you react to things and how you do things that makes your life worth living. You have control over what you can and can't do, as far as what you think you can and can't do. The old me would have said, I'm not getting on a train by myself because I'm scared to death. But the new me is like, F it, I'm doing it. I don't care. I want to go see my daughter. I don't want to drive because 85 is crazy. 40 I can handle. But when you get to 85, ooh, those people are loonies up there. And so I'm like, you know, I'm going to go up. My husband's coming to pick me up on Sunday. And on Saturday, gives him an excuse to come see his daughter as well. Or gives an excuse for me to get him out of the house to come and not work all the time, to come see Michaela, and we'll take her out to lunch and then we'll leave. So yeah, that's where life is. Life is all about what you make of it. And I just wanted to give you those little updates because, you know, life is going by too fast, guys. And if you sit back and you don't do anything, you're going to be living with the what if I did this? What if I did that? But I am really enjoying, I've got a zest for doing things and for life. So I hope you have that zest as well. And I hope you keep traveling and chatting with each other and having conversations. We met some really cool people along the way, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to meet some pretty cool people in the next couple of weeks. I've met some really cool people doing this podcast. It's just about what you make of it. So yeah. So have a blessed day. And most importantly, remember, keep chatting.
Chats from the Blog Cabin.
Hit subscribe.
And don't miss the next episode.